Don't be afraid. Unless you're beautiful and in your bedroom and alone.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
The following program is brought to you in living color on
WMFO 91.5. That's Wicked Pisset Radio.
Break the Box with Chris.
This is it!
Sorry, I'm a little nervous.
Relax, in 2 hours our worries will be over.
Mommy's an ex-beauty queen. Daddy's cashing in on the American dream. Oh, baby's just a junkie with a needle.
Not in Kansas anymore.
Everybody.
behind the past.
Everybody, hope you're all doing okay. It's Chris. This is Strike the Box here at WMFO in Medford 91.5 FM on the World Wide Web at WMFO.org. And we just finished up with some Unloved with This Is the Time, a song that you can find in a couple places off their album Guilty of Love from 2016 or off of one of the Killing Eve soundtracks. Because they have a bunch of music on the show Killing Eve, or at least on the soundtrack Killing Eve. Something like that. Anyways, we started out with some Pale Lips with some sort of rock and roll that you can get off of Rumbar Records. So make sure you check that album out. It's called After Dark by the Pale Lips, and we heard some sort of rock and roll. And in between, we had Creation with Making Time from 1966. And one of the things about that song, it's one of the first times, I believe, an electric guitar used a bow on it. So there you go. It's a little rock and roll history early in the show today. You can find that off the Rushmore soundtrack. And I think it was just a single by Making Time. It's also on one of the psychedelic compilations that is out there. I just can't remember which one right now. Yeah. Anyways, you know the rules. It's 2 hours of freeform radio. Anything and everything. Hopefully you will enjoy this week's show. I'm actually away, believe it or not. Usually when I'm away, I don't do a show, but thankfully, since we're pre-recording all the shows, I can sit here, pre-record my show, and send it off to the computer. So while I'm away, on vacation, getting some R&R, you can be listening. Isn't that cool? Yeah! Alright, enough of me rambling away here. Let's get back to the music. Again, I'm Chris. This is Strike the Box, WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM.
Get up, my thing. I want to get into it, man, you know. Like a sex machine, man. Moving, doing it, you know. Can I count it off? 1, 2, 3, 4. Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Stay on the scene.
Get on up.
Like a sex machine.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Stay on the scene.
Get on up.
Like a sex machine.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Stay on the scene.
Get on up.
Like a sex machine.
Get on up.
Wait a minute. Shake your arm. Then use your palm. Stay on the scene. Like a sex machine. You got to have the feeling. Shoot your bone. Get it together. Right on, right on. Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Get up,
get on up.
fallen, and I can't get up.
We're sending help immediately, Mrs. Fletcher.
Thank you.
Album Fresh Fruit for Rotting Vegetables, that's the Dead Kennedys singing Let's Lynch the Landlord from 1980 off of Alternative Tentacles label. I was listening to that album a few days ago thinking I want to play a Dead Kennedy song this week, and that song just kind of stuck in my head, probably because of the beat. We started things off though with the Adam Brown, they from Montreal, Canada, with Get Up, and you can find that off of their What We'll Never Know LP that you can find, I believe, off of their website, theadambrown.com, so check that out, please. Might be off of Action Industry record label, I'm not 100% sure, but somebody was nice enough to send me a digital single of the song. So again, check out theadambrown.com website. And then we followed up with Get Up, I Feel Like Being a Sex Machine. I believe that's the 1975 disco version of the song. The song was originally released by James Brown back in 1970, I had the disco version, which is about 5 minutes long. There's actually a 12-minute version of that song, but I did not want to play that for the show. Let's Have a Party, There's a Full Moon in the Sky, It's the Hour of something, something. That little lick was banging in my head for the last couple of weeks. I was trying to figure out where is that lick from, or where is that phrase from. And all of a sudden it dawned on me. It's like, hey, dude, you had the cassette. Oingo Boingo. Dead Man's Party was the name of the song. And it's like, oh yeah, from 1985. So I had to, I don't have the cassette anymore, but had to download the song on that one. And then we had the 13th Floor Elevators with You're Gonna Miss Me from 1966, recorded down in Texas. a staple of garage rock music. So let's get back to the music. I'm Chris, this is Strike the Box. Got some brand new music by Chelsea Curb coming up next, so keep tuning in.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back live at the National Butt Out Finals. AJ Langer is all fired up. And there he goes. It's out. He put his butt out in 2.6 seconds. Lori is with AJ. Lori?
AJ, how did you get your butt out so quick?
Well, I learned the hard way. I burnt the house down.
If you smoke, put it out. All the way. Every time. Smoking is the number one cause of preventable home fire deaths. Check out usfa.dhs.gov/smoking. A message from the U.S. Fire Administration and firefighters everywhere.
Just take off. there's no risk. If you ever want to disappear, just take off and think of this.
I'm not playing head games, man. If anyone's playing head games, you're playing head games, but I'm not playing head games.
Yeah.
Brand new from the Dents, that's Homeless, that you can get off Rumbar Records. Yes, Rumbar Records. The Dents, Homeless. And they should be having an album coming out in this June. But make sure you get Homeless by the Dents off of Rumbar Records. You can also, while you're checking stuff out, check out the Chelsea Curve with All in Time, because that's what started this set out, was the Chelsea Curve All in Time, which you can get off of Red on Red Records, because that single just released within the last week or so. The Who, with Armenia City in the Sky. And I do remember hearing that the first time going, who is this? Yeah, it was The Who, because it just sounded totally different to me than other Who songs. Comes off of the Who Sellout LP from 1967, originally written by Speedy Keen. None of the Who members wrote it. It was Speedy Keen, a friend of theirs, and it's Roger Daltrey and Speedy Keen sing the song through Effects Filter. The Incurables, with their song Funhouse, which you can get off of Big Stir Singles' The Tenth Wave. Again, go to Big Stir Records. They have their 10th compilation single CD out. It's called Big Stir Singles, The Tenth Wave. Bunch of good songs on there. We played The Incurables with Funhouse. And we had Herman Hermits with their song Jezebel, song originally released by Frankie Lane back in 1961, the 1967 Herman Hermits version. I say that fast a few times. Came off of their There's a Kind of Hush All Over the World LP. I'm Chris, this is Strike the Box here at WMFO Memphis 91.5 FM.
Oh, This is Blanca from Bien Union Yoga in Somerville, Union Square. You're listening to Strike the Box, WMFO Medford.